Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That shit is crazy.
How is that so settling? That's a luxury right now. That shit is expensive.
All right, let's do the introduction real quick, and then we want to do
the.
All right,
yo, SSID, yeah. The boys are back in town. You niggas know who it is, man. It's your boy Vin right here, aka 1017 Vin. I'm here with my brother, Burns, aka Ludacris Stand Up. Rap name Luda, real name Chris. You know what I mean? Say what's up to the people, Burns.
Yo, what's good? Yo, I can't believe I didn't get my hair done today, man. Damn. I dead fell asleep, yo. That shit was at 12:15. I woke up at 12:50. Hair braider was like, yo. Hair braider was like, yeah, I just wanted to make sure if you were still coming. No rush, though. I'm like, oh, shit, I just woke up.
When niggas say no rush, like, that really mean hurry the fuck up. Like,
that means hurry up. Where you at?
Be in the park. I just woke up. No rush. I work nice, yo. I'm working nice. I woke up. I was like, y'all be there in 20 minutes. She said, yeah, we got to reschedule. I'm like, damn.
This nigga's Batman. But yo, we're joined by a very special guest, bro. Her
soul. Nigga Wintour.
You niggas know? Nigga Wintour.
I forgot to change it. Sorry.
Kayla, what happened to Her Soul Podcast?
Yeah, the streets have called her Nigga Wintour, man. Yo, Michaela, what's up with you?
Don't call me that. I have to be professional now. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Like Vogue. Are you got to be professional now?
Okay.
I can't anymore. Funny, I can't say that anymore.
Not professional, Michaela.
A little bit. You see, that's why my hair is straight. Yeah,
yeah, I see.
A word?
The business. That's a business.
I needed a trim.
Oh. I think it's still the same. I feel bad. I got the Kimbo Slice beard. I gotta grow my shit out. You know what I mean? But yeah, Michaela, how are you doing, man? How are you feeling?
I'm tired.
What's good in the hood?
Let's ask her what she's feeling, what she's not feeling. We gotta bring that back.
We're gonna jump into that. Yo, Michaela, what are you jumping at now? What are you feeling right now? What are you not feeling?
It could be anything.
I'm not feeling my job. What else? They trying to fire me. What else?
Put the flex bomb on that.
Why you guys?
Job you finished.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
We got no kind of shit. But yo, that new bag coming though.
Huh? A
new bag coming for you.
I fucking hope so because.
Cash out, man.
Why do you have every sound?
I have all types of sound
effects. Why do you have that?
Well, yeah, listeners, if you're listening, I got the Rodecaster, so we have all types of sounds now.
We got everything, baby.
We got all kind of shit. Y'all niggas want to hear Badu? You know what I mean? we got all types of shit.
What? Now we need you because I be pressing the wrong buttons all the time. Like, I need you.
You know, you know on the Rodecaster, you could pull up and tell you what the sound is.
I'm not. It's just like mad buttons, and it's all colors, and I'll just be assuming everything is different. So I just press them. I don't know. Whatever happens.
If anybody listens to the podcast, you just see Michaela hitting the buttons like Swiss Beats, not knowing which one is which.
Yo, one day she gonna press the mute button, and she gonna think everybody heard her. She gonna be styling. She's gonna be Naya on the podcast.
I pressed somebody else's theme song by accident. I was like, damn, we're gonna have to start over.
Bring it back from the top.
That's tripping.
But nah, it's all labeled, all kind of shit. But yo, what are you feeling right now? What are you enjoying right now in life?
I like that the weather's breaking. I like that.
Really? Means short weather?
No longer No longer gonna be ashy.
Better weather.
Right. I'm already saying the Erica Manuel shorts. You niggas gotta relax.
Now you know the clears are wearing the shorts already. They're not playing.
Them niggas don't care, bro.
Slides them niggas coming don't out. Feel winter.
I did bring out the what's them shits called? Damn. You know what I be wearing all the time.
Foam runners.
Yep. I sure
yes,
did.
Yes, you should. That's only right. I respect it.
As soon as I saw it hit 50, absolutely. I do not like them Uggs are going back in the box.
But what else is your like your weather break fits? Whatever, what's one item that you are gonna bust out as soon as it hit a certain degree?
The foam runners.
Foam runners, that show one?
That was it. Yeah.
What about you, Burns?
Still got a coat on, but you know.
Mm. Yeah, got to. We black. You don't take it all to
What am I not feeling? Not feeling the pollen right now. If there's pollen even out, because my nose is stuffy. If you throw all that stuff, pause.
But. You learn y'all allergy boys and girls like me.
Yeah, bro.
Atlanta, I could not breathe at all. I was dying. It was just pollen falling from the trees. I'm like, son, why are we out here?
All kinds of pollen. I woke up
suffocating.
You really got to keep the Benadryl in your pocket. Like, it's crazy.
That's a fact.
I'm allergic.
Yeah. So what do you take? You Claritin?
Prayers.
Yeah, Claritin. Yeah.
Claritin and prayers.
That's it. And prayers.
I talk to God.
When Claritin don't work, I pray. Yeah. I'll do it. Gotta do it. He'll do it.
LG, you really have me looking out here looking like Hitch. It's crazy.
I do be looking like Hitch. I'm okay today. It rained, so I'm okay today.
Yeah, the rain be helping, man. But like, yo.
I'll be wanting to wear my glasses, but I sat on them, so they broke in. So it's over.
That's the worst feeling, bro. As a fellow glasses wearing nigga, man, yo.
Like, they lean into the side. I'm not coming outside like that.
Now they house glasses, though. They wearing
yeah,
the
they house glasses.
Everybody got that one pair, like, yo.
Yeah, I had to put my contacts on. I was like, I'm not about to come in here with
nah, yo, now. My mommy doing that. She wear the slanted glasses for reading. She be like, she got to read them real quick. She's like, yeah, these are fucked up, but whatever.
Those are Paul Walls.
I just got to read the receipt real quick.
Right. Like, I can still see out them. It's okay.
Yeah, that's it. Never wear them outside. FaceTime calls, you taking them off because you don't want to look crazy.
I'm feeling Ramadan coming soon.
Yeah, I'll pray.
Yeah, I'm feeling Ramadan, April 2nd. Yeah, time to get my mind right.
Bacon for you? You off the bacon?
I've been. I don't eat that at all. It's been like that's not like true.
Remember
years.
You wanted that BLT?
No. Yeah. They called me slipping.
You eating pork?
Called me slipping, yo. Called me slipping.
That's what Brendan was on his little shit.
I had a sausage, egg and cheese one day at the corner store, and I swore, I don't know, everybody was like, yeah, it's beef sausage. I get it, and it tastes a little different. I'm like,
yo, no, was it different? Sausage. You was like, no, this shit hit.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
It was banging, though.
It just didn't taste like beef sausage. And the guy was like, nah, this is pork sausage. We don't have any more.
I'm like, now what is
that? I texted everybody. I was like, damn, son, they caught me.
Got you out here bad, brother.
I was sending that shit back. I can't.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, I mean, I paid for it, so I might have to just finish it. I'm very surprised by that,
Brunel. Brunel's a very caring when it comes to shit like that. He'll send some shit back in a second. Like,
yeah.
Nobody returns shit more than Brunel, bro.
That's a fact, man. I mean,
I'd be like, yo, Brunel, let it go, G. It was $20. Nah, G, I need my return. That shit is real, man. But yo, what I'm feeling, I'm trying to think of what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling how I've been winning on the sneakers app. All praise be to Allah. You know what I mean?
Hey.
You know what I mean? Finally. I ain't win shit in like 4 years on sneakers. I've been winning like two or three days in a row. So
yeah, just watch what you say, cause nigga Winter over there, she gonna get a little sad.
Oh yeah. Sorry. I know your struggle. I cut for that.
Nobody could win like you. You're a winner. I'm sorry. We're not all winners.
Yeah, I try.
Having outrageous wins.
I told you he be in cahoots. I don't care what nobody says. Niggas in
cahoots. I be smashing somebody from Adidas. I'm like, yo,
facts.
And Nike and fucking Collins all the time.
But they'll be having outrageous wins, bro. Like, yeah, like in the chat, like, this post shit. I'm like, nigga, how? Like,
exactly. Like, that came out? Like, when the fuck did that come out?
Oh, yeah. Like, I totally forgot about the Burberry drop Supreme. He just like, I got this. He
all, all he did was send a picture.
Look at this whore.
I definitely called him a whore.
I try, man. Y'all don't try hard enough. That's what it is.
Cahoots.
Y'all don't want it as bad.
Be quiet. We're in cahoots. I don't hear that shit. Yeah,
this ain't you got that killer mentality.
Nah, sure. Fuck out of here. Like, with your baby shower hoodie.
I'm not. I just can't take you seriously with your hair like that right now. So I'm just not. I'm not.
It's the hair, right?
You never remember that game Ready to Rumble. You look Afro Thunder.
Not Afro Thunder, G.
You do look
that's a fact. Yo, I'm saying, can I change my name? I'm about to do that right now.
Yeah, you change your name, man. But nah, damn, what I'm not feeling. I'm not feeling the jumps on the TL that's not doing the challenge.
Which
one? Like, the Too Loud?
The Too Loud drum, but they on their holy shit.
What is that? I don't even, you know me.
Yeah. First of all, Brunel, get back on Twitter, nigga. Come back to society. Second of all, it's this.
Come back to society,
nigga. But it's this challenge with the Jones. I guess they just clapping their ass, but it's like the other Jones is on there saying, like, oh no, I'm setting an example for women. You're not going to catch me doing this. I'm like,
what are they doing?
They just clapping their ass to the song. That's all it really is. But there's other joints on there talking about, oh no, I'm setting an example for women. I'm not gonna do it. I'm like,
well, if you wanna shake your ass, who fucking cares?
The thing is, I don't get about niggas. Niggas be acting like people back in the day wasn't shaking their ass. Like your grandma was at the club.
People were definitely gyrating. I don't know what they're talking about. So like,
Your mom was definitely twerking in James Brown.
What they was doing back in the day. It wasn't as bad as what we doing now, but they was dancing, they skirt was all lifted up and shit like that. They was throwing each other in the air, doing flips.
They have freak
swing dance. The swing dance is crazy.
They have freak niggas, so why are they coming at us?
Oh yeah, that was freak nigga. Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Yo, today's white freak nigga. Shout out to St. Patrick.
The white freak nigga.
Is a white freak nigga, man?
Not white freak nigga.
White freak nick, man. This is the only day white people be like, super. This is Santa Con. Them niggas.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Fact. This is Santa Con is when they go crazy.
What'd you say?
I said, New York about to be a zoo this weekend. You know how them fucking NJ Transit trains about to be ridiculous.
Oh my gosh. Mad niggas named Brad and Cody on there.
Brad and shit like that.
Mad Sparrows.
Mad O'Connors, O'Keefe.
Oh my gosh. Mad button downs.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay off that train. They be racist on there, especially when they get a little beer in their system. I ain't got time.
Facts. They,
somebody call
I'm
me
gonna little, go crazy.
Somebody call me little black girl. I'm swinging.
They might try to go at you though.
I don't like white men, so no.
They might be like, "Yo, it's like that meme with the white guy pulling to the black girl at the pool." The niggas be pulling up.
Absolutely not. I don't like white men. I'm okay. Please say that. I don't trust them.
And you shouldn't. Nobody should trust them, man.
Yeah. And they got thin ass lips. That's really scary. Like, they don't have lips.
I'm proud of everybody here never being with a white person, bro. I'm really proud of us. Like, I'm really proud of us, man.
They're not attractive to me. I just feel like they. Yeah.
Now you say that. Everybody's going to be going smack at you, going to be white this summer.
And it's happened. All they do is touch my hair. I don't like that.
Out the gate? No. Yo, white boys are freak bulls.
I was at a bar in Brooklyn, in a part of Brooklyn I shouldn't have been in and shit like that. This one guy went up and touched my braids like that. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you touching me? He said, I never touched a black girl's hair before. I'm like, nigga, this is going to be the last one you touch.
Nah, he's trying to hit you with the sage still. That's crazy.
I don't like that.
Should have cut his hand off like what they did to our ancestors.
Yeah, there you go. Brunel X.
Just like, it just gives Vine energy.
By any means necessary.
That shit is insane. Like, the thing about white people, I feel like they don't know boundaries. They're not used to having it, you know what I mean? So
no,
they can't fathom niggas being like, "Yo, bro, don't touch me. Don't do this.
Fuck off. You mad close? Like 6 feet? It's COVID. 6 feet? Like COVID? It's still COVID."
You know what I really learned about white people not having boundaries? College, bro. Like, I went to St. John's, so my freshman year, I was in there with the white boys. Them niggas is, they're different. It's really a different species. Like, no offense. Like, they was wilding.
Not different. I went to fashion school, so that's all I see.
Doing the wildest drugs.
Oh, you with FIT, right?
No, I fucking wish. Nah. LIM.
Oh, LIM. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How was it going to fashion school? Was it like, is it like the TikTok say?
For who?
The TikTok say, like, yeah, wait.
For the whites, not for the blacks.
Like, get ready.
Is it like fashion week every week?
Yeah. No, nigga, I wore sweats and I was ran for the bus. I wasn't trying to know.
Why are you making shit see glamorous clothes? TikTok, they throwing on it.
So I was crying on the train almost every day. No, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Damn, yo, you was miserable.
That's the complete way influence on TikTok, bro.
I was stressed the fuck out because I was going to school, I was working and interning at the same time, and I was feeling mad. So I was crying. I was crying almost every day.
That's real pain, though. I feel you.
And niggas had to be there by 8 a.m. So I was up by like 4 a.m. So I wanted to cry every day.
That's intense, man. All the white, you got to see the white kids on TikTok. They be throwing on their dirty Air Force. It's like, get ready with me going to fashion school.
Carhartt pants, Nupsy, beanie, yep. Carhartt beanie.
Man, those winters were brutal. I had to like,
Kylie Jenner vibes.
Huh?
I said Kylie Jenner vibes. That's the fit.
You know damn well she's not going to school.
I'm talking about the fit.
Yeah, the fits be very Kylie, yeah.
I'm like, she did not go to school. She don't need to go to school.
But nah, college was wild. College really, really show you, like, yo, man, like, life is hard, G. Like,
yo, when Evan
that shit hit me like a ton of bricks.
Evan said he was so broke he had to eat applesauce. And what was it? He said graham crackers for a week.
G. I was apple juice, water, and bologna for 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Did you dorm?
Yeah, I dormed. I was off campus, yeah.
Man, all I was surviving off was like pizza, like dollar slices. You know, those little intimate mini muffins? I used to eat those a lot.
Oh, the ones in the little white bag? Yeah, them jumps hit.
At those and whatever free shit they used to give us. And they used to be shit. So it used to be like vegan stuff. So I used to be starving.
That's that fashion school shit. I'm like,
what the fuck I'm going to do with tofu? First of all, that shit mad chewy. I'm not eating that shit.
Yo,
that explains why
everybody be all healthy as they get older. Like, 25 and up, everybody want to be a vegan or like.
That's because we were slumming it.
Elementary school, middle school, high school was trash, bro. Not healthy at all. College, you had to just make it do.
That's a fact. That shit was really rough. Like, I remember, like, thank God for those little college events because that's how I was eating, bro. Like, you know what I mean? You know, you're in college. Grown niggas in college be happy as hell for a little pizza party now. Like,
right. Yeah, I used to be in a mall center just to eat pizza because it was free.
That's a fact. You gotta really take advantage.
Whatever tofu shit they had, I ate it. I didn't give a fuck. Juices. I ate.
That shit was rough. And then, like, you know what else sucked? Like, when you had, like, a gap in your schedule, like...
Yeah, I used to take a nap on the couch, right on the couch. I did not care.
Yo, college be having you feel like bad homeless, like...
I slept in the lobby.
We used to be all on a couch, laying on each other's shoulders. That's how bad it was.
Damn, that's some lean on me shit.
It was black and white. We didn't give a fuck. We just want to sleep. They'd like, just watch my bag. We'd be all right. That's it.
Damn, that's MLK's dream right there.
Nah,
I used to look for an empty classroom and just put two chairs together, sleep right against the wall.
I used to fall asleep on the floor. I used to lean against the wall and close my eyes and just hope I get up for the next class.
Just hope I make it in time, right?
I used to fall asleep on the train too. I ended up in Queens a lot.
Nah, you wild. I could never fall asleep on the train.
I'll just go back. I just went back home. I'm like, I'm not even about to go to class. I'm like, I'm like, no. What's the point? I'm going home.
You gotta
home.
Call it back. Call it that. Because anyway, you gotta track back to Manhattan. Then back to where you're going. Yeah.
Nope. I'll just go back to Jersey. It's okay. It's fine.
You was working there?
Huh?
He was working too, right?
In New York?
Yeah.
Sometimes I used to work at Foot Locker, but then I quit because they were stealing my commission. So I worked at
talking about what? They was like, nah, I made that sale.
Yeah, because I was working on the one in 34th Street and stuff like that. So I was working at, they put me in House of Hoops because I knew what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And the guys didn't like that, so they stole my commission.
Damn. Foot Locker game like the trap game. Goddamn.
Yeah,
so
I just took my ass to Macy's. I ain't have time.
That's amazing, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, I worked at Forever 21. That was torture. That's probably like the reason why I have anxiety now.
Is that your worst retail job?
I think the gap was because this bitch was some stiff ass dubiosi to start with me. Where else? She always tried to come at me because she said, "Oh, you don't wear the Gap clothes right." I'm like, "Bitch, how am I supposed to wear it? I have it on."
Yeah, like what do you mean by that?
Wearing flats, bitch. I'm not wearing flats. They hurt your feet. You complain about your feet hurting while I'm wearing flats. I'm wearing sneakers. So,
where's your flats and stretchy pants? You know how Gap niggas. Hey,
like, I'm
they
like,
want you to look mad preppy.
No. Lucky I'm here. It's for a grade. So yeah, I had to work there for a grade, and I quit right after. I worked at PacSun. I worked at Levi's.
Yeah, you were everywhere.
All Roosevelt Field.
You were
just so we got in Roosevelt Field.
I had to. I needed money, and then I entered at the same time too.
Damn, that's rare.
Yeah,
I think my worst job, retail job, was definitely like Spencer's. It's like
why are you working at Spencer? You was playing with
selling old ladies like dildos and shit was not wavy, G. Mad sexual harassment on the job, G. That shit was wild. What about you, Burns? What's your worst job?
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't have a bad job.
Oh yeah, this nigga's Aquaman.
Really
this nigga's
I worked at a park. Service. I worked at a park. And then I worked at stadium.
Yeah.
So I mean, it was good.
You don't have no workplace drama at all. Like, okay, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, me personally, nah. There might have been drama at the job, but
they'll just be observing the drama.
I ain't never been through shit. I ain't really never been through shit at work. That's I just do my job, so I just I don't know.
I do my job too, but they just fuck with me.
Yeah.
So, but how was interning? Where'd you intern at?
Where I'm gonna start? I did Teen Vogue. I hated it because bitches was racist.
Every girl I know that interned Teen Vogue says the same thing.
All they do is make me set up chairs. I'm like, why am I setting up chairs for? I just set up chairs. Like, bitch, I ain't staying to 10 o'clock chairs. Can I do some clothes?
Am I learning from that? Like, you
know right? Like, all I'm I could put chairs in a fucking row. Like, what am I doing? I could read the fucking nameplates. That's all I'm doing. And they just
treat like a Home Depot employee.
Right? They just treated me like a slave. I ain't like that. That bitch was mean as fuck. I forgot her name too. She was very mean. I forgot her name. She was a
That's funny.
Who else? Where else? I did Balenciaga for probably like 2 weeks. Week, Adidas was the best one. I was working there when Yeezy just started.
We
could have been hit her up for the Yeezy, show me.
But
it was all raffles. It was all raffles.
I was only able to get one pair. I got a Moonrock pair, so I have those. What else did I do? I actually did the Yeezy fashion show. That was torture.
how annoying was that fashion show,
bro? Okay, so they had us come to a fucking studio in Jersey City at 5:30 in the morning. It was winter too. 5:30
yeah,
in the morning. They didn't have bathrooms, they had porta potties, they didn't have heat, so I had to wear my coat the whole fucking time. I was fucking cold.
Damn.
Kanye kept making us change the fucking models' clothes. Mind you, it wasn't even Yeezy clothes, it was like shit from the thrift store that he died.
Yeah, I remember.
So it was, and they didn't feed us to like the next day, like literally like before we was about to leave to go to the show. They took us on coach buses to the show.
Yo, Michaela, why are you always working in these terrible conditions? We gotta free you.
I don't know. They keep saying, "Oh, you're supposed to struggle in fashion, it's not glamorous." But all I did was struggle, so I don't understand.
Where's the glamorous?
It's important to hit this side because, like,
all I did was struggle. Y'all think this shit's easy? That's why I be stressed all the time.
Yeah,
it's not easy. I think the best internship I had was Adidas because they gave us free shit. And I was fed. They had a kitchen, so I was in there eating all the time.
That's what's up. You got to take advantage. You got to take advantage of these workplace situations.
Right. But yeah, that was the best internship. And it was paid too. Everything else I did wasn't paid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like, Balenciaga, all they did was give us the scraps that the models didn't want. So I guess that's a win, though.
That works.
Not clothes, sandwiches. I don't know what the fuck.
Oh, hell no.
That's all they gave us. Like,
they threw you a little Balenci scarf, a little hoodie.
No. These Balenci before Balenci was Valencia. Like, it was when Alexander Wang was there.
Yeah.
So, you know, he don't give a fuck. But he was giving his fucking sandwich. I'm like, bitch, I don't want this. I'd rather. I'm like, I see why these models be fucking clunky, because this is.
Imagine
you
had
to get an internship for Balenciaga, and you like, yo, I'm on, and they just give me peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The whole sandwich.
You like mozzarella, caprese, and stuff, like some type of bullshit.
Stuff.
I don't know. Some weird shit. I didn't eat that. I was like, I'd rather starve. I'm gonna just go home.
Nah, I'm weak.
I'm
not the clothes. The scratches.
No, I fucking wish. You know, damn.
They give you a little t-shirt, little. You know?
No. No, you get a sandwich food. That's it.
Like I was saying, though, this is important because niggas really think you interning in fashion is all like, you know what I mean?
I did more shit too, but it's a blur because I had to smoke through that shit because I couldn't deal.
It's not to smoke the pain away.
Yeah,
sometimes you need to.
Nah, I smoked heavy back then to keep my sanity because that shit was crazy.
Yeah, I imagine, man. Like, when I was interning, I interned for Source, right? And one of the things they sent me to was the Nicki Minaj crown thing. So I'm in here with all these her fans, and they going crazy.
Bobby.
They like, nigga, what you doing here, right? So I'm sitting on the side of the stage. So like right before Nicki about to go on, I'm like talking to her like quickly, and like the fans are just like. After the show, they came like, what did Nicki tell you? What did she say to you? I'm like, fam, like, we were just having regular convo. Like, you didn't tell me when the album's coming out and shit.
To the Barbs.
Nah, the Barbs is worse than gang members. The I've seen.
They are bad. And the Beehive. They're scary.
I'm not beefing with them niggas, man.
I wouldn't be over for your life.
But nah, that show was cool. Shout out to Nicki Minaj. She was cool. I met Big Sean, too. He was cool. He was a nice guy. I met him at Kiff, though.
That's cool. I'm trying to figure out who the fuck did I meet. That's damn, I really smoked, so I don't fucking remember.
I met Schoolboy Q. Foot Action.
Oh yeah, shout out to Schoolboy Q. Yeah.
You always meet
an OG. Triple OG.
When I was at Profound Aesthetic, I met the internet, like the whole group, like Sid and them. I got cursed out by ASAP Nast.
That's the funniest story you ever told
about. Oh, shit.
I got cursed out by him. I was speaking to Tiana Taylor at the time. I met Kalani because she dated one of my friends in Roselle, which is fucking weird. What else? I got in contact with Offset. That was weird. Just weird shit, yeah. Just random ass people.
What did he say? You go left for bad mood.
Met Ciara Rogers at Supreme. I'm joking, Evan.
Pain, brother. But I'm trying to think. I think honestly, it's gonna sound like cliche, but honestly, the nicest like famous person I ever met was like Vashti. Vashti was cool. Like I got to chop it up with her. Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah,
man.
She was cool.
I fuck with her, man. But shit's crazy, man. Some of these celebrity niggas be having bad experience with celebrities and shit. Like,
right?
I think it's how they approach them.
Yeah,
they be mad. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I think they be forcing shit. But I mean, you can't blame them. It's like, yo, I don't know when I'm gonna ever see you again. So I'm gonna be approaching you, like, yo, like, what's up? Let me get a picture of me. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you ain't even speak to me. You just said, hey, let me get a picture. Sometimes they don't say nothing. They just be having the phone in front of you. Like,
that's weird.
I be seeing videos like when Ye was all around the paparazzi and stuff. I see videos Ye walking. And like people would just be running, having a phone, like trying to, you know, even Rihanna before she was like, when she would just be out dolo and stuff, she walked the streets and people would just be handing stuff to her to sign or phone in front of them, or they filming walking in front of Rihanna, like, yeah, we met Rihanna. Like, no, you're not. You're not with Rihanna.
That's funny as hell. I met ASAP Rocky and I almost cried.
Oh, but how was ASAP? He was nice. When you met
him? Gave me a hug. He smelled really good.
That's what's up. Shout out to ASAP Rocky.
My ex was tight. He's like, why are you acting like a groupie bitch? I'm like, son, it's not you. What you mean? It's ASAP Rocky. What the fuck you talking about? I will leave you in 2.5. What you talking about?
Oh, man.
I remember when Evan almost helped me with that sale, ASAP Ills, but he didn't want to cop the jacket off me. But shout out to Ills, though.
So that nigga was like, yo, your man selling it for the high. I'm like, bro, like, you niggas is rich.
ASAP Nas,
the funny thing is, I don't even remember giving him a price. I was just like, yo, I'd rather take cash, but I'll take that. I'll take those Velo Air Forces. He was like, he's like, nah, I can't do it. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just hold
it. That's your man. You can always get another pair. Like,
why? Yeah. Like, Barry don't have a whole inventory in his closet.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's one thing too. When I worked on the V-Long Nike thing, gee.
Yeah. Oh, he had a pair. Evan got the pair.
Yeah. Those shits are still sitting in storage. I'm never.
That's crazy, bro. You're not gonna sell it?
I'm never gonna sell them. I'm not gonna wear them either. I don't know. I'm just gonna keep them.
Yeah, nah. I wouldn't. I'd be surprised if you wore them.
I'm like happy that. I missed that whole wave. Yeah. Like I wasn't on that wave. That the V-Long shit.
Yeah, nah.
Good.
That's a sick Negro, bar.
This is a sick Negro.
Yup, that's it.
Wait. He sucks. He's a shitty ass person in person. I don't like him.
Ah, yeah, man.
He wanted me to kiss his ass. I'm like, sir, get the fuck out of here. Like, you some Tumblr ass nigga, move.
Tumblr, that was a nasty era too. Like when Tumblr nigga.
I bet Ian Connor, he's my pee. He's my piss. He did not.
Everybody say he's a dirty nigga, bro.
My God, chill.
I mean, when niggas say, yo, they had to force him to take a shower.
Don't wash his ass. I'm sorry. You. He looked like a toad.
He does.
Like a toad.
He does. From X-Men. Remember X-Men movie? That's what he looked like, man.
It's given told.
That's just crazy. Oh, but the thing about me and celebrities is, like, I always be scared if, like, niggas gonna curb me. But I be coming to someone chill, like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, what's up?
I feel like it's easier when you're a girl.
Oh, yeah. Because they think you on them, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, I just wanted a hug. That's it.
Yeah, what's up, shorty?
No, I just wanted a hug.
But also the problem is they think that, especially with dudes, they think like you approach them, you automatically dick riding or some shit. It's like, yo, most of the times the people that approach you, they really appreciate you. They just try to tell you how much they appreciate you, and they want a picture. Like they don't know.
I think that's New York shit though too, because New York, it's us as New York niggas, they always think niggas is dick riding though. Yeah. They don't even be that most of the time.
Like when I saw Fabio at Stadium, when Fabio was shopping at Stadium. Gave him dab and was like, yo, keep doing what you're doing. You feel me? Like, I wish I could have told Pop Smoke the same thing before he passed.
Said, bow.
But, like, Fabio was, he was talking to people. Like, but, you know, then again, I guess he wasn't where he at now, but he still was known. Like, song was viral and everything.
Nah, that's cool. That's what's up. So, Michaela, let's talk about this podcast you have.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
I know Brunel is tired of me talking about how much I love the podcast.
Definitely top three.
You and I are funny. Nah, that's hilarious. Yo, y'all are ridiculous. Looking at the chat, we don't want Michaela's potential. You got this party.
You're talking crazy. I want you to be able to have all the potential.
Yo, I didn't say anything, boy.
Yo,
what's Pink gonna do for me?
You're not sicko? You not trying to get the sicko sponsorship?
Yeah.
He just be stealing. He need to wash his ass. That's it.
No, I'm not even talking about it. It don't matter. Go ahead.
I haven't said anything bad. That's it.
Exactly. She hasn't said nothing that's not the truth. Yeah.
I did PR. I know how to speak.
I think the podcast and the space you guys occupy is so fucking cool. And it feels super authentic. Like, you know, some of these podcasts you listen and be like, this sound manufactured as hell, but it just sound like y'all kicking it, cooling it. And I love the nigga Winter segments. Those are my favorite. I'm gonna be real with you, because you really be breaking out fashion for niggas who don't understand it. Like, I'll be like, you know, niggas be like, yo, talk to me like I'm a five year old.
Like a 5 year old, break down like I'm five. Like when Michael Scott says, I explain to him like I'm five.
Exactly.
I'll be trying, because I always have to explain shit like these people are five because they don't get it.
They don't.
But no, the crazy thing, I wasn't even gonna do a podcast. I don't like to talk.
Yeah, it's like when it happened, I'm like, okay, like that's what's up. Like, so how did that even come? Did she bring the idea to you, or how that even?
I always wanted to do something different, but I didn't feel like writing anymore, because I'm like, I just don't want to write. Nobody's gonna read. People don't read.
So niggas don't really read. Yeah.
Niggas don't read. So I'm like, I want to do something different. And then my producer Rob, I met him way before the pandemic, and he saw what me and Nia was doing and stuff. Well, especially just me, what I was doing. So he was like, oh, have you ever think about doing a podcast? I was like, no, I don't like to talk.
Right.
He was like, oh, what about a host? And I was like, the first person I thought of was Naya. And mind you, I never met her until my until my shoot with my shirts. That's the first time I met her. But we always
crazy. Yeah, we, like you guys known each other your whole lives.
First time last year, but we used to kiki on Instagram, like talk about people's fits and just talk about shit through the DMs, and like that's how I met her. So
that's real friendship, though.
Yeah, like, I met her last year. So
that's insane. Wow.
Shout out to Naya.
Yeah, man, you guys are fucking hilarious, and like. You guys are really like part of my schedule now. Like, oh, I know when like her soul drop. All right, segment. This is my block of the day.
I was getting cursed out for the past 2 weeks since we ain't putting that out. I'm like, nigga, I'm tired. What do you mean?
I love that y'all are doing it. One is black women. Two, y'all doing it better than the dudes. No lie.
And three,
like I remember bringing it to one of my boys, bringing the attention to one of my boys, like, yo, I want to try to do a sneaker podcast. The people was telling me like, yo, how would you do that? Because you physically might have to show the shoe in it. But watching y'all, like, you can see how it's being done.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't expect it to get all this attention though. We were just chatting.
Yo, my nigga, it's good. That's what I'm trying to say.
We just be chatting, to be honest. Like, we don't know where this shit going. We just be Yo, Evan brought this. Evan recorded in like 2015. We was doing it. I started joining him like a year after, but yo, he was doing this in 2015, and he would just bring us on. He was doing this in the beginning of it all.
Yeah, I didn't want to be one of them girls that have a podcast, like you know, like because podcasts get like a bad rap. And I'm like, I didn't want to be one of those people. So.
I mean, you're doing it. Definitely not doing the whole relationship thing, which I think is like super like played out.
I'm giving you advice. That's weird.
You know, when Jones was like, the thing I kind of hate about relationship podcasts, I feel like it just be niggas on there trying to out-hoe each other.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I don't think I don't think
I've been with 20 niggas. No, I've been with 40. Like, niggas,
that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
I've been with 40.
I'm like, that's good. Job bless your pussy. That's great. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
And I don't want to listen to that. You know what I'm saying?
Me neither. I don't want to talk about sex all the time. I'm like, that's great.
Yo, what's up with that? You had the hottest shirt in the streets last summer. This nigga Brunel came. He was going somewhere. Brunel came. I'm like, nigga, where did you get this t-shirt?
Yeah, that shit was
everywhere.
That shit was
very casual.
In the pool.
They had one of the hottest shirts out.
That shit was in the trenches. That shit was everywhere. That shirt was everywhere.
Yeah, that shirt was everywhere last. I was seeing niggas out.
Yeah,
I was in fucking Live 45, and I'm seeing like maybe like three people with the shirt. I'm like,
why did you take a picture? Why should
have? I should have. It was like three people. I'm like,
because y'all will be tagging people. Like, how am I supposed to know?
How am I supposed to know I'm hot out here?
I'm like, who's buying it? Like, who's buying it? I would like to know.
Now
he's the photographer for the brand. He didn't even know.
Because so
I'm just taking pictures. I know I'm getting paid for this.
Like, who's wearing it? I really want to know because all I see is my friends. I'm to be frank, I'm kind of tired. I don't want to see them anymore. I don't wear them anymore.
How you going to say that? Everybody's begging you to bring them back.
I'm going.
The whole world's begging you to bring them back. So
but you know, the things I had to go through just to get that shit done, it's been like I've had that shit sitting in the tux since 2020. Oh, so yeah, to actually get it together by 2021, I couldn't find the perfect shirt.
Right.
Well, that shirt right there is the perfect shirt.
Yeah, I'm very picky, and I talk too much shit to be putting out bullshit. So I had to pick the shirt. So
especially now with a podcast, like niggas, like you put out some bullshit, niggas gonna like
exactly. That's why I'm just like I can't. That's why I'm just taking my time. So
I'm still trying to find hopefully a black embroidery place or a screen printing place for the hoodie I got for me and Evan. But,
I don't think niggas understand like the production that goes behind. It's not just a shirt; like it's so much thought and effort that goes behind putting
this shirt out. Too much. Yeah. That's stressed. I was stressed that all last year, and I was in school at the same time. I was just raw dogging life. No weed, no alcohol. I was drinking, but like, no weed. I was just going through life like damn, son. Like I'm not smoking. Like I need
just
to
smoke. Feeling the trauma, just like
cold turkey.
I mean. Had to. I'm like, because after a while, every time I smoke, I feel like I'm about to cough up a lung. So I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, smoking is good sporadically. Like, I don't know. I can't do the everyday high shit.
I can't. And that's what I was doing, like, 2020, because I was bored. So I'm like, I'm not doing this no more. So after
that's so wild about the pandemic. Niggas are really just getting high in the crib.
Yeah, and mind you, I was living. I had nobody here because that's when I literally just moved out when the pandemic just started. Right, so I was like, damn, my parents went to Florida. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Oh yeah, they literally just packed up and left. I'm like, damn, someone about me.
Yeah, because if they were still in Jersey, you could have like go visit them. Like, yeah,
they're like, oh, you got a job, you got to stay here. I'm like, no, I don't. I could leave. What you mean? I'll leave. I was praying to get furloughed so bad, but nah, I was there the whole entire time.
Yo, shout out to the checks, man. The unemployment checks had the streets hot, man. I was unemployed for like a month. That nigga, I was up.
And they called you right back in.
I was dodging their calls. Like, please don't call me back.
Man, must be nice, son. That shit was ridiculous.
So you worked the whole way through? Like,
yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. I had no breaks.
You remember that first week when like the world kind of shut down? Wasn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like,
I was at brunch. What was that place I was at? It's in Harlem. I was at Angels of Harlem. That was the last day I went out. Yeah, fucked up for my friend's birthday. That was the last time I went out.
I wonder if people, bang, though.
I wonder if people started like running out the restaurants and clubs and all that. Like Jurassic Park. Like in the movie or something. Like people just started
the going next crazy, day,
like thinking the world ending over the virus. Like a Walking Dead type.
Nah, it was crazy. Like the next day, like or 2 days after the world was shut down, I'm like, oh, we just made it.
Yeah, honestly, we just made it. Honestly, you know, it's crazy that the week the world shut down was the week of my birthday. I was supposed to be in Seattle by then.
Yeah,
I just bought the flight. I just got the hotel. And the niggas like that shit is clipped. So I'm like, damn.
I got lucky. My birthday was in January, so I was in Miami. Like, nothing was wrong.
That shit, you went out. You really went out with a bang, bro. You had the last hurrah, at least, you know?
I had to. So, okay. So, a week prior to my birthday, I got into a badass car accident. So, I was like, I'm going outside. Fuck all that shit.
She said, fuck that. Nah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I literally have, I was still swollen. I had my sling with me.
No, in the club with the sling on is crazy.
I had my sling on. I took it off for pictures. I fucking around. I forgot, and I put my painkillers in my carry-on, so they took that. So I was
in the club handicapped.
Yeah. So I had to smoke and drink to get there.
She looking like the nigga from SpongeBob with the cast in the wheelchair.
Oh yeah,
a concussion.
Nah, you really was wilding. You really was wilding. I respect it though.
Listen, because like I didn't know the world was gonna end. I already paid for the trip. I was going to Miami. I don't care.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck
and
it.
That was the week that Kobe died too, which was fucking crazy.
Yeah. I still remember that day. I was just like that was like I remember it was a Sunday. Niggas was just like, what? Like
I was at Wet Willie's. I was at Wet Willie's and all the men started crying. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Niggas crying in the club, man.
We was sad, and then it's funny because people was coming. I'm at stadium, so people were coming in buying sneakers, and I'm upstairs and I look at the Kobe shoes. I'm like, yeah, let me buy this pair real quick. I bought this pair for I had to. It was for Cafel.
I
wasn't confident to resell. No. I was confident because people were either reselling it, like bringing them in, or they was buying them because people was hiking up the price. So before Cafel's size went away, I was like, yo, hold this link. I was like, yo, I told my friend Ash that worked at there. I was like, yo, Ash, can you hold this real quick? And then 20 minutes, I came back on a lunch break and bought it, put it to the side so I can give it to Cafel for his birthday.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro. Like,
nobody get better against him now, store. Bro. That's a fact.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
That nigga's ghetto Gatsby, bro. I be telling niggas, man. You really be holding it down for niggas, man.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta give Michaela her gift. She held it down. She got me the Supreme Rough Rider jersey. Crazy.
Because I'm a good person.
That's hard. Niggas been looking for that for eons. I remember birthday.
I'm joking.
I'm gonna remember that tomorrow.
Nah.
I'm gonna remember
that. you ain't gonna get your charger.
I need it.
I
got it.
I need it.
Don't worry, your gift coming soon. Yeah, she's probably the last. Her and then Cafel's the last people's gift I got.
That's what's up. Yeah, niggas better enjoy life now because I feel like we got another wave coming.
Really?
I don't think so.
Really? Wait, what's going on?
Right?
China just shut down.
Keep that shit over there. Like, what and the fuck?
Girl, and the war. And the war.
And the war. Oh, and the war.
Keep that shit. Why we gotta be in their business? Why do what
I,
are we
I ain't gonna lie, as bad as this sounds, it's like the world's still gonna keep moving, man. It sucks, but the world gonna keep they not trying to bro, I don't know, unless I mean we in debt.
I tell
anyway,
niggas all the time, man. That's white people paperwork, bro. They ain't got shit to do with me, man. They ain't got nothing to do with me, man. Like
they have time to be racist, so I'm not really paying attention to that. So.
I want yo, love to everybody. I feel bad for the citizens. You know what I mean? But it is what it is, man. Like shit is rough. I look at it on the other foot. If it was us, but them niggas care, man.
Nobody would be donating anything.
Why are we
nobody would fly to any Caribbean or African country, bro. Talking about we gonna fight for it. Nah.
They didn't donate to
him. I don't even know how many.
He didn't, man. So it's like shit is crazy. But also like Europe is starting to shut down because they run the cases going back up, man.
They need to keep that shit over there. Don't come over here. Because they bringing out drinks to go in the city. We outside. I'm not trying to deal with that. No.
Drinks to go is like one of the best things to come from the pandemic. Like, don't get me wrong, pandemic's horrible. We know niggas is dying. Shit's sad.
Yeah. But
them drinks to go, nigga.
That was the benefit during the pandemic.
Yeah. 2020, I used to be drunk in the car. No reason.
The drinks to go and the drop off delivery.
Yeah,
remote work.
The funny thing is, they should just keep it that way. Drinks to go, and you just because the only reason why they don't want you drinking on the streets is because I think it's because like the glass bottles and shit, right? Like it has to be in a brown paper bag, or it's got to be in a like a plastic cup or some shit, right? So why don't they just keep doing the to go drinks? It'd be less people in the bars. Nice. People could just bring their drinks to their crib and. You feel me?
That's the thing about New York too. It's gonna be wild regardless. So you can put the drinks on the street or not. Niggas still gonna be wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't care.
We got drinks to go in Jersey, so.
Oh, yo, bro, yo, Evan, when you go to go, we go into Jersey. She gonna take us to Ringside. Shout out to Ringside. Where's that? What part of Jersey that is?
Jersey City.
Jersey City. Ringside is like the black can, bro. No, my fault. Ringside is like Bronx BBQs, bro.
Okay. Yeah, it definitely is.
Without the rats in the kitchen and shit. No, bro, yo, the drinks, bro, they come in, what is it, the fucking
like, you know,
pint or some shit like, they come in a 32-ounce, yo, the Chinese food, oh, yeah, iced tea, cause, bro, the drinks come in that, bro, Evan.
Damn. Evan. See why niggas be in there fighting.
Yo,
now.
She passed out, bro. She passed out. She was like, You won.
Now you won.
You went to see right after.
Hold on. I did fall asleep.
Exactly.
But hold on. I fell asleep, but I was still up longer than you.
What, by like a minute? Fuck out of here.
Nah, by like an hour.
That's not a dub, bro.
By like an hour.
Nah, that sounds lit. We gotta go there.
Yeah, bro. It was, yo. Yeah, you can get it and go. You feel me? Takeout.
That's what's up, man.
I'm not sitting in there. Shit be happening. Too much be happening in there.
You know what else I hate, though? It's a Brazilian and Dominican place, I think. Something like that. Crazy. It's lit.
It's Portuguese. I'm not sure.
Portuguese and Dominican or something like that. Yeah,
mixed all the motherfuckers together. Damn.
Yeah, like, damn. How you thought it's all niggas in the boat together? Like, two different
right.
Groups.
Some
Portuguese niggas or something, you know.
Bro, I'm Portuguese, bro. That's my last name. Right.
But nah. You know what I hate though that New York got is the no plastic bag shit. They really trying to tear apart the black community.
Man. They do that out here too. That's why I'm just trying to keep all the bags I got because ShopRite trying to pull that bullshit. I'm like, I'll be racking up at ShopRite. I'm not bringing bags with me. And who uses paper bags? That's weird.
Yeah, that shit is weird, man.
Well, paper bags be breaking, but I understand why they say no plastic bags.
I understand, but like
bring your own if anything.
We recycle them though. We recycle them.
I
use
dish edition
shower house.
Yeah. I know my house. We
little garbage
cans. I don't know how many people recycle, but right. Yeah, you're right. But they're not accounting for just black people. There's some other.
They should use us as
living
example,
people like, out there. Like I said, they should just keep. I mean, the tote bags. They don't have the tote bag shit. That they don't work for y'all.
The tote bag's not sexy though.
I have too many.
The plastic bag,
and they're easy. The plastic bags are easier to get in the house. So I literally, what I'll be doing, I get like a broom, right, and I just put them all in, and I just carry it in the house. I really do.
Not like the Chinese.
I'm not making multiple trips. I'm not doing that. So.
Not you with the Karate Kid with the broomstick and the
broomstick walking up like
it's innovative.
Nah, that's black women in tech. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That shit is crazy. Like, I need the plastic bags back, and we need to get rid of the paper straws, bro. I can't do the paper.
My drink be so soggy from Starbucks. I'm like, I'm really doing something crazy by saving the planet by using a paper straw. Like, I'm really doing the most. Like, it don't make sense.
Like, niggas got private jets, and I can't give a straw.
Right.
That's a fact.
Like, what's the straw gonna do? Like, how's that helping? All you do is making me miserable because my drink fucked up now. Like, I don't know. It's like residue.
And the thing is, I don't want to have to buy a metal one just to travel with. Like, what kind of lame shit
that's
is that?
Weird.
Like,
when your drink tastes metallic-y?
I can't do it. So I'm at a crossroads. Like, I don't know which one is worse.
Because I would like Starbucks be looking at me crazy when I ask for a straw. I'm like, bitch, your hand been on the cup. I don't want to drink out the cup. I don't want to drink out the top, and I don't have a wipe to wipe it off. And then my wipe, it's gonna taste like it's too much.
It's too much going on. Like, bring back the regular straws.
Right. And then the drink be like, and then I'm getting like those, like, you know, those, like refreshers and stuff like that. Right. All the fruit gets stuck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All the fruit gets stuck in my throat, paws and stuff. I can't do that.
Yeah, man. Just too much. Way too much, man. But yeah, Michaela, we're gonna wrap you up, man. I appreciate you coming on. This has been fun.
Nigga Wintour.
Nigga Wintour, man. Shout out to Nigga Wintour.
Nigga
man.
Wintour, the hood folks.
Hood favorite. Most hated.
I'm gonna change that.
Most hated.
I'm hated for real, damn.
Nah. You're beloved, nigga. Niggas love you, bro. We appreciate you always. Plug the people. Let them know where they can find you, man.
You can find me on IG at I forgot my damn name, Michaela X Dominique.
<Why not? laughs>
That shit been wrong. I gotta fix that. But
I think I'm Michaela.
I think so. I'm tired. you can find me my blog at Hersoul with two underscores. On IG, and then Her Soul Podcast.
Yeah, man. Check that out.
Shout out to Her Soul Podcast.
Shout out to Her Soul.
Shout out to Michaela. Shout out to Naya.
Yeah, 100%, man. So we're going to get up out of SSID. It feels good to be back. See, Brunel's like riding the bike, brother.
Nothing you don't know how to do.
I don't know how to do, but fuck it. You learn it.
You don't know how to ride a bike?
No, I was a skateboard nigga, man.
He cannot tell me it's like riding a bike. He don't know how to ride a bike.
I'm a skater boy.
Wow. How old are you?
Too old. Hey, man, not everybody.
There's a lot of people that don't know how to. Nah.
I'm getting a tricycle. I'm going to hate before.
Nah, I'm going to teach him this summer.
Yeah, for that.
Yeah,
that's Patreon content. Right, we're gonna put that on Patreon.
You know where all the Supreme skaters, right? You know all the Supreme skaters where they skate at right by the bridge. We're gonna pull up right there with the bike.
Hell no, I'm gonna be out there
where they do the teaser video for Supreme every collection.
Nah, I'm gonna be out there with a tricycle like Jody and Baby Boy, man. Fuck.
I hate that movie so much.
It's a classic.
He don't love me no more.
Like, why did he start up? Why did the movie start up like that with a dramatic ass embryo? That's mad fucking
nigga,
weird.
That's Tyrese,
he was
man.
Trapped in a uterus. That's mad weird. Like, why that's are you Tyrese. Like and yelling?
A grown man in a uterus.
Shout out to John Singleton. Shout out to John Singleton. Black Heroes.
Nah, that was Tyrese's idea. I don't care what nobody says. That was definitely his idea. It just gives.
You ever seen Tyrese's Django audition?
No.
Oh, he was gonna be in Django.
He was gonna be Django. It's the funniest. Oh, this nigga was acting hard as hell, nigga.
Really?
I'm gonna send it to you. That shit is hilarious. Please, but yeah, we're gonna get up out of here. Appreciate y'all, man. SSID episode 1, man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.